Before the main event, children's librarian Amanda Kiley gathers the crowd and warms them up with a clap-along song called Bread and Butter.
Bread and butter, marmalade jam. Let's say hello as high as we can.
Hello!
Bread and butter, marmalade jam. Let's say hello as fast as we can.
Hello!
Now the kids are focused, and Kiley introduces guest storyteller Ketchikan Police Detective Ryan Pritz. He shakes hands with some of the kids before reading How Do Dinosaurs Stay Safe? Before he could start, though, there was a brief discussion of dinosaurs.
He does have big feet. Do you think he trips over them sometimes, maybe?
No.
No?
He doesn't.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I guess.
He looks like a strong boy.
He is strong, aren't they?
Daddy was fat.
The subtle lesson of the story is how kids can stay safe in a variety of situations, like don't climb too high, don't jump on the bed, hold a parent's hand when crossing the street.
Does he race on his bike with no helmet on his head?
No.
No.
Who is that guy?
That looks like a brontosaurus, I think.
What's a brontosaurus?
It's the ones with the really long necks.
He likes to eat weeds.
The story also covered not talking to strangers, pool safety, and using forks, knives, and spoons carefully, although one young boy pointed out that spoons are always safe. Pritz then asked whether any of the kids had questions. Lots of hands went up, and some of the kids, predictably, offered non sequiturs.
What's your question?
Two.
Two? Is that how old you are? Can you guess how old I am? I'm close to four, very close to four.
Some ask pertinent questions, though, such as whether police catch bad guys and does he have a gun? Pritz said yes, police catch bad guys and also try very hard to never use their guns. That led to another safety lesson.
Do you guys know what to do if you ever found a gun laying around?
Not touch it or use it.
Thank you. What are you supposed to do after you don't touch the gun?
That it's still so that they could pick it up and put it away safe.
Yep, you're gonna tell an adult, right?
A couple kids announced that they want to be officers when they grow up. There also were future bakers, soldiers, and scientists in the crowd. Earlier, before the story, Pritz says he enjoys working with kids. He says he hopes this type of outreach will provide a stronger connection between officers and the community's youth.
Just to show them that police officers are like anybody else out there. So nice, friendly time, and we're not scary. Yep.
After Pritz's chat with the kids, he brought his police car around to the front of the library for all the children to inspect. The kids took turns climbing into the police car, pretending to drive and turning on the flashing lights.
Are you gonna go driving for me? You are? You want all the gear too? You want to switch jobs for the day?
Hey, officer, I'd like to come out here. What can I do?
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.